What is going on, everybody? It is your boy Huey, and we are here today. But first and foremost, I would like to start off by saying, it is around 10:24. I just got done watching the game. Buccaneers and Lions versus Buccaneers and Lions, and then you also had the Bills versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Hold on.
All right.
So listen, right? Well, first and foremost, before I get to that, I want to hit the previous games. Cowboy fans, how are you guys feeling? How are you guys feeling? I mean, I know y'all sick. How about them Cowboys? And Eagles fans, fly Eagles fly. The Cowboys, you guys have too many valuable pieces to be falling short every year. You guys have been falling short since the 90s. Hell, I don't even think I was alive the last time y'all won. And you guys have all these NFL talents. You know, Dak, who was supposedly was in the run for MVP. How's that looking? People are going to pull up the stats. Oh, he had this kind of game. If you watch the game, you could tell that all those stats, all those numbers came when the game didn't matter. So we're not even going to discuss that per se. You guys had the next Lawrence Taylor, the next LT, you know. So what happened? When I was watching the game, I felt like he was there. I'm not going to say he wasn't an imposing force, but he really didn't matter that whole game. They gave him difficulties the whole time. It felt like as if the Cowboys were just playing so beneath themselves. I was very shocked watching the game. Mind you, I'm a Giants fan, so I was laughing. I was on social media dying. Now, I waited till the game was over. I learned my lesson from the Falcons versus the Patriots that one time where I was talking a little crazy on social media. Then Tom Brady hit me with the okie dokie in it. And then he went home with a ring. But yeah, y'all Cowboys, you know, you guys have to be one of the best teams to never go anywhere. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, every time you guys have thought you were going somewhere, you either meet my Giants or you meet the 49ers. I'm trying to think who else you guys could possibly meet. Probably the Eagles. I mean, you guys just always seem to have the greatest games, some of the best seasons. I think you guys have been consistently at least 12-5, I think was the stat I saw somewhere. And somehow, some way, y'all always fall short. It is truly astonishing. Like, I don't understand what the problem is. I don't know and you can't even say it's the coach and QB, because you guys, listen, you got what's-his-face up out of there. He's now in the booth, being like a sports analyst, and he does a good job. I've seen him call out plays before they even happen, and it's exactly what he said. Oh, yeah, that guy's going to run this slant, he's going to be open right here, and he's going to throw it to him. And guess what Dak does? Exactly that. So yeah, I mean, it's just, Romo, there you go. You guys got Romo up out of there. You guys have had so many coaches in there. It's like, yo, it can't be the coaches. It can't be the offensive coordinators. It can't be the defensive coordinators. What are y'all doing? I mean, it is absolutely abysmal. How you guys have all this talent. You guys are, oh, how about them Cowboys? This is America's team. You know, I guess it is America's team. I don't know what to tell y'all. I mean, I guess America just used to being losers. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. If you guys are still claiming America's team, hell, motherfucker, I think the Patriots was more America's team. I mean, think about it. The Patriots was more America's team from the 2000s till the 2020s? No, I'm bugging. So like 2018. You guys is horrible. Not horrible, per se. But when it comes down to when it really matters, when you guys are in position to get that ring, to have the Cowboys have a ring to it, you fall short. And you can't say nothing to me as a Giants fan. Because every time we see y'all, what happens? And I don't mean the regular season, because you guys got that record. I, you know what I mean? I kind of say that. But in the playoffs, look at the most recent playoffs. And look how many times we smacked y'all out of there. I think we definitely faced out in the wild card and y'all got pushed out. Punched out. And even I was surprised when we beat y'all because I think the next round we got smoked. But that's neither here nor there. We punched y'all out. So, this is just bad. And the Eagles, y'all don't get me started with you. I think Jalen Hurts has been hurt since game three. He hasn't really looked the same. His finger, they said it didn't matter that much. I do think it does. I think you need all five fingers to throw the ball to the best of your ability. And when you're hurt, you're hurt. Everybody's hurt, especially at this stage of the season. That's like telling an NBA player at the end of the season that's about to go into the playoffs, is he hurt? Yes, he's hurt. You know? And the NBA is way less physical than the NFL, and the NFL has become way less physical too. But everybody's battling through pains, everybody's battling through injuries, whether it be minor or major, or whether you're bluffing, saying I'm not hurt, and everybody knows you are. But you guys are just, and I'm speaking the Eagles and Cowboys. You guys, I mean, the Eagles won at least in what, 2021, I think, or 2020. So you guys have won. You guys have won within my lifetime, Eagles fans. I will give you that. Fly, Eagles, fly. But outside of that, you guys have had all these opportunities. You guys, first of all, you guys were never consistently great. You know, in order to win a Super Bowl, you had to be, you can have good moments, but you had to have as many great moments as you do good. And there was times where we're watching, I remember, and I will never forget this. I was planning to go to watch the Jets, right? And I had been telling people, hey, listen, I think if the Eagles lose to the Jets, the price is gonna go up at least $30. So I'm at the bar, I'm drinking, I'm like, all right, you know what? Should I buy the tickets? You know what? I'll wait till next week to buy the tickets because I think the Eagles got this. Sitting there drinking, I see that score going up and up, and the Eagles ain't scoring. I'm just getting more and more depressed. The fucking Eagles lose to the Jets. I go check the tickets. They went up $30. Within that game ending, they went up. I said, get the fuck up out of here. Are you serious? Eagles fans. Listen, you guys lost to a team that plays in the NFC South. The South. One of the most mediocre divisions. And y'all lost to the Buccaneers. Now, we don't talk about the Buccaneers. They do have some pretty good pieces. Their defense is pretty good. So, it's not like as if it couldn't happen. But to them, gang? Nah, y'all wildin'. I remember I was watching Gilly. And even Gilly looked depressed. Gilly saw the ball going up and up and up. And he only got frustrated maybe twice. If that was a close game, Gilly would have threw that oversized Eagle hat at least 50 million times. But because he could see it happen before his eyes, he just sat there, smoked his blunt, and just said, it is what it is. It's wild. It's truly wild, and it's truly fascinating how the fact that the main team of the NFC East, and I don't care what nobody says, is the Giants. It is. Think about it. I got to see, well, really one, because I wasn't a Giants fan at the time, but I got to witness them win a championship. I got to see the second one. The first one, believe it or not, and this is stupid because they're two different teams. One's a high school team, one's an NFL team. I was a Titans fan for a while, only because of Remember the Titans, and they have nothing to do with each other, so it made no sense, but I was. So I can say I at least got to see my team win something. And the Eagles can also say that. But you guys were in the Super Bowl last year, and you couldn't even get out the wild card this year. Do you know how diabolical that is? You just lost your, Pro Bowl center. He's retiring. And first of all, I don't like when, and this is alleged, I don't know how true this is. This is from what reports are saying. Some player went out and told and leaked it to the media that he was retiring because he never told the media, all right, this is my last game. He never said that. He had to come out and say it. But up until that point, nobody knew if it was official and he was officially retiring. Shout out to him. He had a great career. Travis Kelce's brother, or Travis Kelce, Sorry. I saw the video of his father saying, yeah, it's supposed to be Kels, not Kelsey. So I will try to correct myself. His brother, great center. You know, definitely going into the Hall of Fame without a doubt. You know, he's retiring, but at the same time, it's like, yo, y'all was just in the Super Bowl, and you are one fumble away. One fumble away from the Super Bowl. If they score on that possession before, what's-his-face drops the ball, they're in the Super Bowl, and they win it. But, you know, as they say, football is a game of inches, man. It is truly a game of inches. But Cowboys and Eagles, listen, you can say what you want. You can say, how are you talking shit? You know, you are a Giants fan. Y'all didn't even make the playoffs. I was looked at as crazy. Now when I went back and listened to my previous episode, I think it's episode 8, to where I broke down who would need to win, who would need to lose for my Giants to make the playoffs. I think I was wrong on two of those. Two of the teams that I thought would win lost. But if we had beaten the Eagles, because think about the Eagles lost to the Cardinals and then lost to us on the final week. We could have been in this. I'm not saying we would have went nowhere, but we could have been in the playoffs. We could have been in the playoffs. And I know what y'all saying. You wouldn't beat the Cowboys because they dropped 42-0 on us for a little bit. But any given Sunday or Saturday, depending on when that game would have played, and I just wanted to see what could have happened. But yeah, yo guys, and like I was saying before, we knew we wasn't really gonna go nowhere. Think about how many times. Think about it. Coming into the season, how about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys? The whole 9 yards when y'all blew us out 42-0. Oh, we got this. Da blah 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 blah. Out in the wild card again. Out. It's either you guys are out in the wild card or you're out in the divisional. To me, it doesn't matter because you're out the playoffs and you're not in the Super Bowl. Like that shit is truly asinine. Anyways, getting off those boys, I want to talk about the Packers versus the 49ers. Jordan Love had a hell of a game. You know, so did Purdy. Purdy stepped up near the end. You know, he won. You know, he had a really bad three quarters. A really bad three quarters, but he stepped it up in the fourth when the pressure was on him and he had no other choice. He said, you know what? I'm going to show up and I'm going to show out. And, you know, you could argue, and I will argue this, that was a lot of CMC's work. They did a lot of handing the ball off because I think Purdy started wilding out near the end. He started throwing a lot of questionable ball, a lot of questionable footballs. I'm about to say something. Listen, my cousins ain't going to pause me in the chat. He threw a lot of questionable footballs. There was one that could have easily got picked off. But thankfully enough, his wide receiver was able to jump up and grab it. And yeah, I mean, shout out to CMC. It's between him right now and probably Lamar Jackson. Those are the main two that are in the MVP talks. Dak is out. Tua is out. And Tua, we're gonna have a conversation about you. They still have some time. I think they're starting to enter the realms of Bills now. You know. You only have so many seasons before, you know, they blow that squad up or they get new weapons. And Tua's going to stay there. I don't think Tua's going to leave. It's not him. It's the people around him that are going to have to get moved around. But, yeah, shout out to Jordan Love. He balled out the first three quarters. Like, I thought, hey, man, it might be Packers versus, what you call it? Packers versus, what am I thinking? I'm about to look at it right now. Oh, Packers versus Ravens. I didn't even have to look it up. I thought it was going to be Packers versus Ravens. But, you know, the 49ers stepped up near the end. Their defense kind of got together. And then CMC dominated off the line. Excuse me. He dominated off the line. And he was able to relieve some of that pressure on the pass game. And, yeah, I mean, listen, it happens. Now, that last throw, I actually saw a clip. I might be able to pull it up, the side-by-side clip. If I don't pull it up on the video, I apologize. I probably lost it. But I might pull up that clip showing the side by side angle of what's his face, Favre and his throw. Of sorry about that, y'all. I had to go let my dog out. Of Brett Favre's and his throw, you know, when I saw that Brett Favre's throw of when he was on the Vikings, you know, every time I always tell people, the thing I always ask when they throw a bad ball, I always tell people, the coach got go to that bench, sit down next to him, pull out those little air pads or the Microsoft pads, and I'll just ask him, now explain to me, what did you see? Now, like I said, Love is a rookie. He's young. He's going to learn from this. He's a hell of a QB. He has time to develop. Realize, all right, never throw over the middle, especially force the pass through. You know, it's as a coach, sometimes I feel like you do have to go up to him and be like, yo, explain to me what you saw. And I know that might get them mad. That might get them be like, fuck you. But sometimes you just got to question. Because I get it, you're scrambling, it's the heat of the moment, it's the playoffs, everybody expects you to show up and show out, you're the QB, you're the number one. If you win, you get all the glory, if you lose, you get all the disrespect, I get it. But sometimes you really do have to question, like, bruh, explain to me what you saw out there that made you throw that ball. And like I said, he's a rookie, he is young, the Packers have that wide receiver core is all young, they can grow, they can blossom, they got plenty of time to get right, so... Just seeing that, it's like, all right, they do have potential. I thought I was gonna be up here apologizing to my friend, to one of my friends. Thankfully, I ain't got to, cause I was like, yo, I've been apologizing on this fucking podcast so many fucking times, cause I've been talking shit, and it's been against all the teams that made the fucking playoffs that I did not expect to make the playoffs. I didn't expect for the Packers to make the playoffs, but he's been showing out the last 5 or 6 weeks, I think. So he came in hot into the playoffs. And I always tell people, that's what matters the most. If you come in hot, you don't want to come in cold. Think about how the Eagles came in. The Eagles started off 10-1 and then came in 1-5. Like, you never want to come in cold because 9 times out of 10, you're going to get knocked out by somebody you do not expect. Especially since in games, if someone that's not supposed to be there is still is keeping up with you, the closer it gets to the end, the more chances of them really winning. And I was surprised the 49ers didn't lose. Because it's not, I think there was a stat. He's one, I think, well, now he, I think it's like 1-30 or 1-40 now. When the 49ers are down at least 5+ points going into the fourth. Now he's 1-30, I think. But at one point, he was like something 0-30 or 0-4. Or 0-29 or 0-39 or something like that. So I was very surprised, but the 49ers did hold out. You know, I think Debo is hurt, which is very unfortunate. But they do have their tight end. I just can't remember his name right now. They do have him. They still have CMC. They still got some pretty good defensive pieces. But we gotta see how they look. No, they don't play the Ravens. Why do I think the Ravens? That's who the Bills, which we will talk about them. That's who the Bills play. Oh, I think they play the Lions. I think it's 49ers versus the Lions. Let me fact check that. Hold on, yeah, my fault. Yeah, because the Ravens play the, hold on. Okay, so I got it pulled up right here. So it's going to be, yeah, all right. So it's, yeah, all right. So I was wrong. It is going to be Ravens versus Kansas City Chiefs, 49ers versus Lions. And I will get into who I think is going to win, who I think is going to lose. You know, recently I've been getting these picks wrong. It is killing me because I had so many teams that I thought would make it and have go the distance, and they just didn't. They fell short. Like, I thought the Dolphins could have potentially won against the Kansas City Chiefs. Because, you know, I mean, yes, they played in cold weather, but I was hoping, but they didn't. And I will discuss them. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, shout out to the 49ers. You know, if you guys, you better not play like that against the Lions. They're going to cook you. The Lions have one of the best offenses right now in the game. They are cooking. Their tight end and their wide receiver. I'm about to look up his name. I probably still I cannot say it. I cannot say his name. I think it's Nuka something. Nuka. Well, I can say these two. Amon Ross, St. Brown. He's great. He's having a hell of a season. Gibbs, the running back, hell of a season. He started off as an offensive lineman. He said, "Hey, I can run this fucking football. Give me the chance." Once they gave him that chance, he's been off and running. Sam Laporta, the tight end, having a hell of a season, a great season. Any one of those guys could get Offensive Player of the Year. If CMC really wasn't tearing up. But then you got the defensive side. They got to figure that side out, I still think. I still think they need more time. In my opinion, in order for you to win a Super Bowl in this league, you got to have at least top 7 defense. If you don't have that, you're going to fall short. As we saw against the Broncos versus the Panthers that one year, Giants versus Patriots. We've seen it happen years and years and years throughout that you cannot win on just strictly offense. It will never work, because the same thing applies for the NBA. It will never work. You will always fall short somewhere, because at that point, both teams can score. Now it's about who can contain who, not stop. I always tell people, you won't be able to stop certain teams. Like, you won't be able to stop the 49ers. You won't be able to, you know, stop the Ravens per se, but if you can contain them to, I'm trying to think, 9 to 16 points, you got a good chance. You got a good chance. But right now the Lions is cooking, and they are going to be facing the 49ers. Now, getting past that, you know, listen, Bills versus Kansas City Chiefs. Look, you can't be with each other for 4 years, and I would never forget when this article came out, that Josh Allen and Diggs were doing extra reps after practice to help build chemistry. Y'all been with each other for 5 years. You guys don't have chemistry by now? How long does it take for a chemical to react? I mean, damn, like, shit. It cannot be this difficult. You guys have faced the same dude 3 times and lost all 3 times. This is looking like the Super Bowl over again. If y'all face him and go 0-4, you guys are going to be on the same Super Bowl record that you guys have going to Super Bowl 4 times back to back to back to back to back. I think Stephon Diggs is gone. I think this has been foreshadowing it for the past maybe 2 years now. He's been complaining, causing some upheaval in that locker room, and I think he's gone. I think they got to bust that whole team down. Keep Josh Allen. He is a good piece, I think. I'll keep that running back that they have. Let me look him up real fast. Hold on. Are you serious? Hold on. There we go. So, yeah, I would definitely keep James Cook. I don't know if Von Miller is healthy. He might be up out of there. Not because of his skill. He's always hurt. Either hurt or in baby mama drama. But I think Stephon Diggs might be out of there. Dalton Kincaid, he had a pretty alright game, I think. I don't think he played horrible tonight. Unless I'm mistaken. I'm about to pull up his stats right now. Oh, yeah, you know, he kind of had a bad game. He didn't have the game that he could have. 40, but that's the thing, though. They don't really throw to their tight ends like that. So they're not really like a tight end team compared to, let's say, Kansas City, who, you know, they have Travis. So it's just not a good look. I think Diggs is hurt. Or not Diggs. Von Miller, I think, is hurt. Or he's not hurt. He just really didn't do anything. I'm looking at stats right now for tonight. I don't think he did anything tonight. Hell of a player, though. Was probably one of the main reasons as to why, or is the reason as to why, the Broncos won in 2016. He's just old. And it's crazy. Football old is different. He's 34, and football, that's ancient. If you're not like a QB. So, you know. But you can't keep that team together, because that team's not going to win. You guys keep getting. The only person who's giving Mahomes really problems is the Bengals and what's his face over there. And they went to the Super Bowl. That's the last time I think Patty wasn't in the Super Bowl, was when he faced the Bengals. horrible. I mean, listen, Buffalo, you guys got to figure something out. And I know people are going to say, oh, what about that kick? He missed the kick. That's on the kicker's fault. No. And I know people are going to say, that's a hard ball to catch. He had to adjust, jump up in the air, do a 360, or do a 180, contort his body. If it hits your hands as a wide receiver, you're able to catch it. Nobody's going to hear nothing else. You get paid too much. I mean, let's pull up Diggs's contract. 4 years, $96 million. You get paid too much money. I'm not hearing that. I'm not hearing that. I'm not. And that's no disrespect to him. I don't hate him he's a good wide receiver. An absolute fantastic all Pro Bowl, and rightfully so. He showed out on that flag football in the Pro Bowl. I'm not doubting his skill. But when it matters the most, he didn't show up. And you're getting paid $96 million. You're not getting paid $46, $36, $15, $96 million for 4 years. I think he's out of that. I don't think he's staying. I think Diggs and Allen have run their course, and it's time to move on. And I think for Diggs, it's time for him to move on. They tried it. It didn't work. That's all right. I don't think he should blow up on his QB on social media like he's done a few times now. I don't think his brother should also intervene, because I think his brother is on the Cowboys, but he's hurt. I don't want there to be any real family discussion, because this is between Diggs and the Bills. I think he's going to move on, and I think the Bills are going to have to re-weaponize. They're going to have to get new weapons, because this is starting to become ridiculous now. You guys are right there, and you always fall short when it matters the most. But somehow, Burrow can get past Mahomes with less. And I mean that sincerely, because I think when they went to the Super Bowl, he got sacked 9 times one time. In a single game, and still won. So I'm not hearing it. I'm not. It is what it is. You know, shout out to the Chiefs. Shout out to the Swifties. I ain't never seen Taylor Swift so much on the screen. And I mean that sincerely. Every touchdown they scored, they at least flashed up there. It could have been just a regular catch. Travis could have been catching it, landing on the ground. And the second that play was it, Taylor Swift. I'm like, come on now. Come on now. And I think even the commentators kind of got annoyed a little bit, because they didn't even mention Taylor Swift that while. They just talked right through it. We not about it. And I don't blame them, because she kind of, listen, she's there to enjoy the game. No problem with that. Have a blast. Enjoy the atmosphere. The football atmosphere, for most sports in a playoff game, the atmosphere is always great. That's the one thing I wanted to do, but them tickets ain't cheap, boy. But, and just the atmosphere of football in general is great, but you can't keep coming up short. You can't. And that's why I think, you know, management and the front office is going to start looking into things. Because if you're coming up short all the time, people can't respect you. They won't. And the Dolphins are starting to get to that point, too. They're starting to get to that point. They're still young. Tua was hurt. He had issues. But they're starting to get to that point to where people are starting to look at them like, hey, you got to figure something out. Whether you got to re-weaponize, whether you got to do what you have to do, you got to figure something out, because you guys are underselling. But they're nowhere near as bad as the Bills, though. The Bills have been together too damn long to still be coming up short. Diggs, you got to come down with that football. Like I said before, the rule is, if the ball hits your hands and you drop it, it's on you. Now, if the ball's over you, if it's under you and it gets picked, that's not your fault. If it hits your hands, you got to catch it. And unfortunately, it hit his hands and he dropped it. That's life. You know, like I said, football's a game of inches. It's unfortunate, but hey, you got to play through. So, let's see. So, I'm going to speak on, like I said, this is not going to be a long episode. It's not. I'm trying to make it at least 30 minutes, 30, 40 minutes, because really, this is going to be mostly NFL. It is NFL week, so you know NBA. We will talk about the NBA sometime, but until we probably hit the Super Bowl, it's probably gonna be a lot of NFL talk. It's gonna be a lot of NFL discussion, and let's see who else can I talk about. Oh, Ravens. I'm bugging. Ravens. They are having a hell of a year. People can't keep calling Lamar Jackson just the running back. You know, I think he had one or two passing touchdowns. It wasn't like a bomb touchdown, but a passing touchdown is a passing touchdown, whether it's 45 yards or 5 yards. I think he had two or three running touchdowns, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look that up right now. Hold on, y'all. Give me 1 second. See, this is sometimes the problem that I have. Is that instead of just showing me his stats, they want to show me all the extra. Okay, here we go. Oh, sorry. He had two TDs? I thought he had at least three. But I think one rushing, probably. And, yeah, okay. So he rushed the ball 11 times for 100 yards. You can't just keep calling him just a running back. He's probably going to get MVP. With the way that team is performing, the way that defense is dominating, you know, it's not the defense of, you know, the old, but it's still something that's modern, and they're balling out their minds. And you got to give them that respect. You know, shout out to CJ Stroud. When they get older, they mature. You know, he already looks pretty damn good. I mean, the fact that he had 300, 400-pound lineman almost directly in his face, and he's still making some pretty good throws. He doesn't really look, you know, frenzied or frazzled by all the hands in his face. So, like I said, shout out to the Texans. They had a hell of a turnaround. Nobody expected it. I didn't expect it. Same thing with the Browns. I didn't expect the Browns to do what they did. But regardless of that, you know, the Texans had one hell of a turnaround. And I think that coach, either him, I don't think the Raiders made the playoffs. So I would give it to the Texans. Have them have that coach get coach of the year, because I think he deserves it. He bowled out of his fucking mind. And yeah, that's all I really got to say against the Ravens. They're the number one team for a reason. Me personally, when it comes down to Ravens versus Chiefs, it's gonna be dependent on really that defense. I'm not really concerned about their offense. I think their offense is gonna score. It's not that the Chiefs don't have a good defense. They're just not as strong as they were beforehand. A lot of people don't realize that the Chiefs are kind of on. They're playing good, but they're not playing like previous years. This has probably been their worst year as a unit collectively, and they're still making the AFC conference, which is absolutely incredible. I thought they would have been out either in the wild card or the divisional, but unfortunately, Patrick Mahomes, he just loves playing the Bills. He loves playing them boys because he knows how to cook them. He knows how to cook them even in the coldest temperatures. So yeah, and I'm trying to think of who else do I really have to bring up. Ravens, we talked about the 49ers, talked about the Packers. Buccaneers, that's what we have to talk about. Like I said, I think I talked about them already, didn't I? See, I'm trying to remember because I talk about certain teams when I'm just discussing them overall. I don't think I went into real depth with them, though, so I'll go into real depth. Their QB, he's getting paid. Now, what I want to know is if y'all think we can snag the little tight end coming out. What's his name? Now, he might be the arguably third best tight end besides Travis Kelce, the tight end of the 49ers, and him. Let me look up his name. Hold on, give me 1 second. Mike Evans. If I think, it's what I think. I'm not saying it's guaranteed, but maybe we can get in some talks with him, bring him over to the Giants. Now, I'm pretty sure he probably wants to go to a contender. I know he was on the team with, what's his face, with Tom Brady, so I do know he has a ring. But I'm just saying, yeah, maybe give him a little bag. He's always been consistent. He is a very consistent QB. So that's why I'm just saying, give him a little something. Give him a little something. And just see. You know, now we do have to focus on our, you know, on our offensive defensive line, mostly offensive, our defensive line, you know, depending on who we play, can usually show out, can at least stop the run a little bit. I'm not saying we're perfect. Don't get me wrong, we're not perfect. But I'm saying we can do some things on defensive, but our main focus should be on the offensive line. But at the same time, the Buccaneers do have something developing over there. Especially since losing Tom Brady, a lot of them thought they would just fall off the cliff and never be seen again. But they are showing out. So, all respect to them. They made the playoffs, even though that team was weak. I'm surprised the Jaguars got smoked by them. But, any given Sunday. Let me see what else. I'm pretty sure I talked about everybody, though. So, if not, then I'll just talk about the matchups, and then we might call it a wrap. I thought I had more to say. But most of the teams, most of the teams are kind of self-explanatory. All right, so I'll talk about who do I have versus Lions versus 49ers. A part of me, just to see it happen, so I can say I was alive to see it happen, and the fact that they sacrificed the Pistons to make it happen, I want the Lions to win that. No disrespect toward the 49ers. I don't really hate them as a team. I like them. I like their pieces. I like everything they do over there. Kyle Shanahan, he runs a great offense that, you know, implements the pieces and makes the pieces run really well. But I just want to see the Lions do it. I've always seen them be mediocre, bottom of the barrel. So to see them get this close would just be, you know, much appreciated. I would love to see it. Goff has been in the Super Bowl. He didn't win it, but he has been there, so he does have that experience. And like I said, I would just like to see it. And that's not even to say that I would hate that Purdy gets there. I have no problem with Purdy getting in there. But it would be nice to see a team that had been growing and had been building to just make it. That's all. Now, who do I have against Kansas City versus Ravens? Yeah, I got to go for my boy Lamar Jackson. It's not about a black QB to me because they're both kind of black. I don't care. You can listen. I can't stand when motherfuckers say, "Oh well, Patrick Mahomes is more. He's mixed. He's still black." I can't stand the black police when people will be like, "Well, he's only 30% black. He's black. His dad is black. His mom just happened to be white, and his dad is black. He ain't just black. He's black. So I'm not hearing that." But I would prefer it be Lamar Jackson. I would love to see him get a ring, especially since all he's been through with the contract negotiations and people telling him what to or what to not do. Now, I was saying this. I had no problem with him wanting to do his own contract. I think there was some personal things going on because he had his mom doing it, and I didn't know how that would go. But he got his money, and he's showing out now. Boy, he was about to get that MVP. He's been healthy all season. Most of that Ravens team is healthy, and I just don't see Kansas City Chiefs being able to stop them. I can see the Ravens containing them because that defense is on fire. They're cooking over there, boy, and they're hitting hard. And I think they're going to be in Baltimore. Now, the Chiefs played in negative some weather, so the cold isn't going to really hurt them. I just think that defense is just going to it's gonna constrain on them like an anaconda, boy. That shit's going to choke them out. So, like I said, I can't wait to see that. Let me check the time real quick. Hold on, y'all. We're at around 38 minutes. But yeah, like I said, that's kind of how I see things playing out for me. I don't see Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I'm not saying it can't happen. As we said, I foresaw the Falcons beating the Patriots, and we saw how that went. I'm trying to see if there's any other things that I had to see. Oh, now this is great news for, I believe, the Lions, but it's been the first time since the 1991 season and the only second time ever the Lions are heading to the NFC Championship game. So shout out to them. Baker Mayfield says Mac Evans hasn't regressed at all. I don't know about that. You know, you can't fight Father Tom. Eventually he's going to catch up with you. And I'm going to end it like this. Football is a game of inches. We all know it. It's always been said, and it will always be said. So it's going to come down to who wants it more, what man wants to move the other man the most to get that contract, to get that ring, and to be forever solidified in history. So, you know, this is good. This, despite the fact that the NFL season started off as rough, and even the middle part of it was very rough, it has been a great playoff. I've been loving it. I've been in tune. I've watched every game. Now, I'm going to be a little honest with you. I ain't going to cap. When it came down to the Buccaneers versus the Lions, don't blame me. I think it's because I delayed day. My body was a little sore. I was a little out of it. I fell asleep, I think, in the middle of the third half. Then I woke up, the game was over, and the Bills versus Chiefs was starting. But this playoffs has been quite spectacular. We've seen teams come close to beating teams that they shouldn't have won. We've seen teams that everyone thought would go farther get smoked out. It has been great. I've been loving it. And I can't wait to see for next Sunday what happens. So we're going to call it a wrap there. I'm going to try to have this up by tomorrow. But if not, don't hold me accountable. I'm just saying it on mic that I'm going to try. It has been your boy Huey. You've been watching The Huey Show. I believe this is episode 11. Let me double check or triple check. The intro music is probably playing. It has been episode 11. And I will see y'all when I see y'all. Peace. Fourth and inches. Hallelujah. The kid grew up. The crowd cheered. The child booyah. Mic drop. I walk home. I don't care about. Part of my life, I'm growing up, and I wanna do this the right way, grow out of it in the best way possible. So thank you guys for being there thus far, and it's only gonna get better.